This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The general leading Sudan's coup has vowed to usher the country to an elected government. But Abdel Fattah Burhan has powerful allies, including Gulf nations and a feared Sudanese paramilitary commander, and he appears intent on keeping the military firmly in control. Burhan first gained prominence in 2019 when he and other top generals toppled Omar al-Bashir under pressure from mass demonstrations against the autocrat's 30-year rule. He remained in charge for several months until international pressure forced the military to reach a power-sharing deal with the protesters. That established a joint civilian-military sovereign council headed by Burhan that was supposed to rule Sudan until elections in 2023. Sudan's Beja tribes announced an end to port shutdowns and roadblocks in the east of the country, a Saudi-owned, Dubai-based TV outlet reported Wednesday. The tribes have blocked roads and forced Red Sea ports to close in recent weeks in protest at what they say is the region's lack of political power and poor economic conditions there. The closures led to the shortages of essential medicines, fuel, and wheat. The Beja tribes have expressed support for the military takeover staged by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. A Brazilian Senate committee recommended Tuesday that President Jair Bolsonaro face a series of criminal indictments for actions and omissions related to the world's second highest COVID-19 death toll. The 7-4 vote was the culmination of a six-month committee investigation of the government's handling of the pandemic. This is VOA News. U.S. health advisors have endorsed kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for young children. The vote Tuesday by the Food and Drug Administration panel moves the nation closer to vaccinating children ages 5 to 11. The FDA isn't bound by the recommendation and is expected to make its own decision within days. If regulators agree, shots could begin as early as next week. Young kids would get just a third of the dose given to teens and adults. A study found kid-sized vaccinations are nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections. U.S. Congress is set to force America's armed services to keep better track of their guns and explosives, imposing new rules in response to an Associated Press investigation that showed firearms stolen from U.S. bases have resurfaced in violent crimes. Under the proposals, the Department of Defense would tell both lawmakers and civilian law enforcement authorities more about guns that vanish from military armories, shipments, and warehouses. Overall, AP has found that at least 2,000 firearms from the Army, Marines, Navy, or Air Force were lost or stolen during the 2010s. Lawyers for the United States launched a fresh attempt Wednesday to have Julian Assange extradited from Britain, arguing that concerns around the WikiLeaks founder's mental health should not prevent him from facing U.S. justice. The 50-year-old Australian is wanted in the United States on 18 criminal charges, including breaking a spying law, after his group published thousands of secret classified files and diplomatic cables in 2010. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday Turkey had signed a memorandum of understanding under which it will receive a loan worth $3.2 billion to help it meet clean energy goals set out in the Paris Climate Accord. Sources familiar with the plan said earlier this month that Turkey was to receive the loans under a planned deal funded by the World Bank, France, and Germany. Erdogan's announcement comes 3 weeks after Turkey became the last member of the G20 group of industrialized states to ratify the Paris Climate Agreement and days ahead of a global climate summit in Glasgow. The head of the United Nations says a leadership gap is undermining the world's efforts to curb global warming days before presidents and prime ministers gather for that climate summit in Scotland. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Tuesday the time is running out to cut greenhouse gas and avert the worst of global warming. By remote, Diane Roberts.